Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I did me of the Pistons before they broke through.
Yeah, I mean, JB kind of hit it right on the head there, as you expect the head coach would. It was just a matter of inconsistency throughout the entire game. But especially, and what did we talk about yesterday? That, like, they're going to have to be a team that plays defense for 82 games.
Four quarters of 82 games.
Yeah, and they just didn't do it yesterday. And then the other thing is, we said all the things yesterday that they were going to need to do to be, whether it was, you know, what were you, 56 wins? I was at 59 wins. Or no, sorry, 46 wins. I was at 49 wins. Wow, I added a
10 whole
digit
wins
in the wrong spot. but it's you're going to have to get more from Cade. And it wasn't that he was bad. But you need more from him in the final 4 to 5 minutes of the game. It shouldn't all have to rest on him, but when you need things to happen, that's who you look to. And I mean, his numbers were fine, but the only one that matters is the win and the loss, and they didn't play enough defense, and you just didn't get enough from the guys that you got to get it from.
They didn't do anything well. Like, I'm not sure that there's a big positive to take out of this game other than it's only one game and it only counts for one game. But, John, they didn't shoot well from three. Duncan Robinson's supposed to replace Malik Beasley, and he didn't make a single three-point shot in the game, right? So, all right, I don't have my floor spacing. My offense kind of gets bogged down. Defensive effort wasn't there. They got doubled up on the glass in the first half. I mean, rebounding, a lot of that's effort. I don't think there was anything really to sell as a positive. Cade Cunningham down the stretch, you're right. I think he missed 3 of his 4 final shots of the game, including, I don't like the last shot he took. He didn't have to rush it.
Right.
And that's the play they get coming out of the inbound. There's no screen. There's no action. It's just Cade dribble, dribble, step back, contested three. Well, of course he missed it. It's a low percentage shot. And then Tobias Harris has to fling something up, panicking. I didn't take any positives out of that game.
No, and I mean, it's. I thought that was kind of the one that you really kind of had to have, because now you're at Houston, you got Boston, Cleveland, Orlando. It's not an easy path to start. Not that they're going to go over, but if they play like that last night, which of those games do you think they win?
None of them.
Right.
They won't win very many games if they play that way.
Yeah.
So. I guess I would a positive would be I liked Isaiah Stewart. I think some of his minutes were productive minutes. He ended up playing down the stretch, the crunch time lineup. Ron Holland had a mini 5-point run of his own playing in crunch time with Ashar Thompson. But for the most part, like, all the critical benchmarks of who they need to be, right? Cade is a closer, consistent defensive effort, some kind of floor spacing. They got none of it.
And Jalen Duren was out early with the 2 fouls.
Yeah, he didn't have a nice night at all. So you had that at 8 o'clock, right? The Pistons taking center stage.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm keeping an eye on the Red Wings. I mean, sure. I want to see what they look like. They get their 5-game win streak snapped by the worst franchise in hockey, the Buffalo Sabres, playing a goalie in his very first NHL game, his NHL debut.
Yeah, and you had breakaways. Like, you had...
Casper had one.
Yeah, didn't Dylan Larko have one as well?
Yeah, they had some chances.
So, but you're not going to win them all.
You're not going to win
it them just all. Was a last night was just a bummer because it was the excitement of the Pistons starting, and you thought, okay, well, and there's no rivalry right now with the Bulls, but it kind of was like, well, it's cool, right? You're starting in Chicago, and it just was meh. You know, and obviously, you know, and even less than that because you end up losing. And then you're like, well, maybe the Wings can save the night. And that was meh.
Yeah, they didn't do themselves any favors by starting the game in the penalty box. I mean, they were getting outshot heavy early in that game. You couldn't even apply pressure to a goalie who may have had some jitters, right? May have not been locked in, ready for the moment. Instead, he gets to settle in nice and easy as the puck is in the other end. And the Wings scored the first goal in the game, but Buffalo controlled it from the start and responded with a couple big goals of their own, some defensive lapses for Detroit. The penalty kill, which had been so good, it wasn't going to bat 1,000. No. They killed the first three penalties. They didn't kill the fourth. So, I mean, the Wings, no, there's no reason to freak out after a loss. But this is what reality is going to be like when you go on the road and you play some back-to-backs. And I thought Yzerman made a great point yesterday with us that now McClellan doesn't get to set his lines when they go on the road. Right. So it's one thing to go, hey, I've got my curated spots, right? I can set my young guys up in advantageous positions, offensive zone faceoffs versus defensive zone faceoffs, trying to get good matchups when the other team deploys some of their worst combinations, their third line or something. You don't get to do that on the road, and they're going to hit the road a lot in the next couple weeks here for Detroit. So we're about to find out just how real this start is from the hockey team.
You know, I wanted them to just get at least 2 points out of these four on this back-to-back roadie against Buffalo and the Islanders, who are you're supposed to be better than, right?
Yes.
So now you've put yourself in a corner here, and I that's why I'm not. You don't freak out about last night. We group games together like this, much like the Tigers do with AJ, and about winning series to a degree.
Yeah.
Like if you can go on the road and split point wise, potential point wise, you know, so get 2 out of 4 points, 3 would be a nice thing.
Yeah.
That's out of the equation now. But that's how you build points throughout a season, much like building wins in baseball by winning series and things like that. So just a little disappointed. And the fact that, you know, they had it 2-2 after one and just couldn't find that back of the net against a goalie playing his first game in the NHL.
Colton Ellis, yeah.
And it's so we know the response from Todd McClellan after the first game. Now, this performance doesn't require that response, but I am curious as to how he will get the team to respond where you've got to, you know, hey, you're back in the saddle tonight. Like you don't, and maybe that's a really good thing is that this team doesn't have to sit there and wallow around for a day and think about the things that went wrong and maybe some opportunities they didn't take. Hey, they're right back on the bike, and they're should be rolling tonight. And how does Todd McClellan get this team to respond when it's not just fire and brimstone, but it's midseason?
Right, it's back to work.
But getting 0 points against these two teams totally takes away from your start.
It takes the wind out of the sails. Now, look, it doesn't take away division wins. Like winning those games against division opponents early in the year matters, and quite honestly, matters a lot. But you're right. It's about to get bumpier just in terms of a schedule. So you get a back-to-back on the road here. Saturday they come home, and then they're gone for a while.
Yeah.
They go at St. Louis, at L.A., at Anaheim, at San Jose, at Vegas. It's November 7th the next time they're home after this Saturday. So there's a stretch where they're going to really hit the road. And while those aren't Stanley Cup teams, Vegas is really the only one in there. It is a test for this team to go on the road with young hockey players and see if they can keep any momentum.
Oh, sure. And that's why I'm looking at tonight is how are they going to respond? What is going to be the response from McClellan? What's going to be a response from the vets? Because they're the ones that have experienced moments like this. This is a first for all the young guys.
Which loss last night was more disappointing to you?
Well, it's funny you asked this question because I went to bed last night kind of asking myself the same thing. And it was disappointing to lose to Buffalo because it's Buffalo, right?
Right.
And you, like you never chalk them up as wins, but I thought that was going to be, of the two, I could count more on that. So maybe I say that, but then I was thinking the Bulls and you're coming off a 44 win season and everybody wants to see what's the next step for Cade and what's Duncan Robinson going to do, especially, you know, for me and for U of M fans. Hey, okay, he's back. Like, yeah. Okay, let's see something. And then Nothing.
I'll give you my answer, and it may surprise you. It's not the Red Wings. I was more disappointed in the Pistons. Just because that's your first impression to people. Yeah. And everybody's got a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement. And
I don't know, maybe because the Wings season started the way it was, and that was the first impression. So I'm kind of maybe tempered
teams?
A little bit.
Have you noticed this? Every single one of our teams lost their opener.
Yeah. Not pretty either. 5-1 Wings. Lions lost 27-13.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that close.
Got dominated.
And then last night, the Pistons, I mean.
Yeah, the Tigers lost their first game,
too. At least they made a great comeback. Down 23.
So my answer is the Red Wings.
Okay.
And it's not even close. This is the games they lose the last few years. I know wasn't there a 6-5 game they lost last year? That Kosa, I think, played in that game. He came in. But I'm so sick of them losing to teams like this, or not at least getting a point. You know, get an OT loss, you stack up a point.
Right, but aren't there higher expectations for the Pistons than the Red Wings at this point?
Yes, there are. But to me, the overreaction to the first game is so large usually in sports for any team. And
it's just easy to dismiss is what you're
saying. Go around the league last night. Like, I noticed that the Raptors won by 20 in Atlanta. They scored 138. Atlanta's supposed to be kind of this sneaky potential sleeper in the East. And so
I don't think the Pistons game is indicative of the season they're about to have, but it is disappointing given the expectations that none of the things we can count on showed up.
But I also think there's a little bit of confidence in what we've lived, right? It was the Wings, you know, absolutely, you know, laying an egg in their opener. The Lions certainly laid an egg in their opener, but we've seen teams that can respond. Yeah. So we kind of are conditioned with, oh, okay, but... And now we got to see what the butt is for the Pistons.
Pistons started 0-4 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
No, but I'm not making...
They're not going to shoot 29% from three every game.
I'm just saying on a night, as the night ended, as John put it, you put your head on the pillow, which performance that night, not forecasting what it means for the rest of the season. You're right. The Wings can't lose a game in Buffalo to that team and be the team they want to be. But I'm just saying, in the moment that night, which performance was more disappointing? I was more disappointed in the Pistons. They were down early. They were down from the jump. They didn't play any defense. Their star player didn't clutch it at the end of the game. None of the shooters they brought in contributed. Like, just as that performance set in as the night ended, I was more disappointed in the Pistons.
And I think you'd probably have to look at it and go, what were you... If you were, which one were you watching? Which one would you turn off first?
You turn off the Pistons first.
Yeah, you would at least change the channel. And think, oh, well, at least I can go watch the Pistons. I mean, the Wings. So I would probably agree with you. For me, it was the Pistons just because it was down 23. You're like, screw this. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, and then the Wings game ended enough time to hone in for the fourth quarter. So you got to see a little bit of a run there and force a tie game. But the end leaves you feeling like, well, too little too late. That's kind of what JB said. 248-539-9797. It's a Thursday, which means we have the two Grand Slams, 725, a chance to win $2,000 with us. We're going to move the Thursday touchdown to 7 o'clock today. Some of the big storylines going into a rivalry weekend with Michigan and Michigan State, plus everybody else in the NFL playing with the Lions on a bye. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I've got questions about my finances, I turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. In fact, I was just at First Merchants in Plymouth yesterday. Always love stopping in there. They greet you by name, and they're willing to take care of anything you need. And this goes to what I'm going to tell you right now. They've got attentive local bankers that are 100% interested in listening to my situation and helping me find the answers that I need. They don't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm wondering the same thing that Rick was. 248-539-9797. Pistons dropped their opener. I don't feel it's indicative of the season they're going to have. But boy, was it a pitiful performance to start a season where people were feeling excited about our basketball team.
Would you be disappointed? And I know you didn't take a big leap yesterday with 46. Mm-hmm. Would you be disappointed if it was... They finished in the same spot in the regular season as they did last year in the sixth spot, but that it was 43 or... even 44, the exact same as last year.
Are they winning a first round series, or is it
I didn't ask that question. I said the regular season.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't take a step forward. And right. You could define that a number of ways, right? Like for the Tigers, we talked about it. Winning a division title would have been a step forward. Winning another round in the playoffs would have been a step forward.
Yeah.
For the Pistons, look, avoid the play-in.
Right, and ultimately, it only matters what happens in the playoffs.
And then, yeah, exactly. Gear up and win a playoff series. It just was disappointing that Duncan Robinson not exactly replacing Malik Beasley on night one, and they didn't have any shooting around Cade.
That was playoff Beasley.
Sure, he replaced playoff Beasley. That's a good way to put it. But they didn't play really any defense until it was too late. Cade and the run they made late, Cade didn't knock down any of the big shots. I didn't like the last shot Cade settled for. Just a disappointing night to kick off the Pistons season, and we asked what was more disappointing. Pistons or Red Wings last night? Take a text, 248-539-9797. Tech says it's just one loss for the Wings, but games against the Sabres and Sharks, those are the ones that kill you when you look back at the end of the year and you give away easy points.
Yep. That's the thing.
Motorcade is a B player in the NBA. He's a good player. He's not a superstar, and he wasn't last night. The stat line was awful. Check it out. Turnovers at the worst times. Dude can't shoot from the outside. He's a good player, but not an elite player. Pistons are going nowhere. Good team, but going nowhere.
Yeah, there wasn't really anybody that was good from behind the arc, I mean, unless you talk, Isaiah Stewart was 2 of 2, but that's not the guy you're looking for, you know, great three-point shooting from.
No, you just need enough to space the floor with him.
Yeah, I mean, Duncan Robinson, 0 of 5. Cade Cunningham, 1 of 6. Ron Holland, 1 of 4.
And I think the one he made was at the end.
Right.
Texas, I think the Pistons looked rough. You notice no Beasley. It hurts. I don't know what I was watching with Duncan Robinson. He looked scared.
I don't think he looked scared. I just think he looked off.
Wow, 10 minutes in and it's already a bitch fest. Sheesh.
Huh. I don't think we were bitching too much about it.
I think we're just talking about a couple losses.
Yeah.
It's hard to be happy about losing.
Yeah. okay, sorry, let's turn it around. Woohoo, we lost.
Guys, losing's actually good. Hear us out. 2-4-8.
Yeah. So we're talking about one loss apiece, yeah, right? The Pistons have had one game against the Bulls. That's all we have to go off of. Do I think that they're never going to win a game? No. Do I think that they're going to be right around where they were last year, hopefully a little bit better? Yes. And they'll get there.
Yes.
They're not going to shoot 29% from three all the time.
I don't think they will, no.
And they probably win the game if they shoot 34% or so, right?
Right. If you get...
What's the most important thing right now in the NBA?
Shooting.
It's three-point shooting. Yeah. It's where the game is at. You know, Duncan Robinson's not going to be that bad. I do question potential defensive liability with him.
But you made a great point yesterday. Like, defensive liability becomes a liability in the playoffs. I understand that, but do you really worry necessarily that much about a defensive liability in the regular season? And I know we do more with the Pistons because that's going to have to be one of their superpowers.
Yes. The lineup they closed the game with intrigued me, where it's Cade with both Assar and Holland on the floor at the same time. Now, to do that, Holland's going to have to shoot really well because I don't think Assar is going to have that level of jumper. But one of them's got to shoot well, and I think Holland's got the better jumper today. And then the front court, they had Tobias, who's a good shooter, and Isaiah Stewart, who you mentioned did make a couple threes and is at least a threat out there. So I've got some floor spacing. I've got defense. I've got Cade. That lineup at the end of the game intrigues me.
Quick question, because I know we got Heather's news. Who's Robin?
They don't have one.
Yeah, I mean,
asked and answered, right? I think somebody
needs to be Robin every night. It's a carousel of players.
It's going
to
be a rotation.
And nobody became Robin last night. Maybe Holland in a little way, but...
Hey, in the DC universe, there's three different people who became Robin.
Well, there you go. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Randazzo Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. So, we still don't know exactly when the new Gordie Howe Bridge is expected to open. It's been postponed and postponed. Now it's sometime next year.
It's been open for one.
For one. This man had apparently no idea. He was lost. Was looking for the Ambassador Bridge when he drove or attempted to drive across the new Gordie Howe Bridge. First person across.
He just didn't get to enter Canada, right?
Yeah, he didn't get... Exactly. And they said there's no way he could have. There's extensive fencing and there's no way he could have entered Canada. But I think he got a little more than halfway across when he was stopped and had to go backwards. So
he didn't look around the process at that point, of the crossing.
Right, yeah. You look around that point and go... Boy, this doesn't look right.
Something's not right here.
You're in the middle of the river.
So it sounds like everything is kind of still under investigation, but they do say this driver is not going to face any legal punishment, any penalties. It does sound like he was just literally lost and then kind of couldn't get out of the maze of the construction area and decided to give it a try.
Yeah,
let's just go across the bridge. And they said, thankfully, you know, it still hasn't, we're not done. They're not done with the safety checks, right?
Well, it passed that one.
So at least it can hold a car. That's good. Detroit's getting ready for one of the biggest traditions, America's Thanksgiving Parade, which is turning 99 years old this year. This year's Grand Marshals have been announced. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and longtime former WDIV anchor Devin Scillian.
Okay.
There's going to be a bunch of special guests there as well. Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore will be a special guest.
Okay.
Christopher McDonald, he'll be there. So, you know.
Why not?
Detroit native actor Sam Richardson will be there as well.
He has to come as Shooter McGavin, though.
He should.
Yeah.
Always.
He should just live his life that way. Yeah.
At this point, because that's how we all refer to him. So, pretty cool. The parade is going to have several new floats. There's going to be the marching bands, the balloons, you know, all of that. And the theme this year is Thanksgiving is better in Detroit. Corwell Health in Wayne County might soon stop delivering babies.
Yeah, this is weird.
So doctors at the Wayne Hospital were told that starting in early 2026, the health system plans to phase out the labor and delivery services there. The hospital says it's part of a restructuring plan to focus resources where they're needed most. But of course, this is now raising concerns.
Where are you going to go?
For a lot of people. Well, you've got to drive a lot further now to a different hospital, which if it's an emergency could be
I would imagine
very scary.
They would still... In the emergency room, be able to deliver a baby.
They're just cutting out the ward, the labor and delivery I would hope so. Yes. If somebody came in and said, I'm having a baby, they would deliver the baby.
Sorry, wrong address.
Sorry, keep going. Just hold it in there a little bit longer. You'll be fine, right?
Cross your legs.
My gosh. So anyway, this is interesting. When Amazon's massive web outage hit this week, even people's beds started freaking out. Did you hear about this? So, of course, we talked about all the websites that were affected, the streaming services, the bedding sites. But owners of, it's called 8 Sleep Smart Mattresses, woke up in like total chaos. So some of the beds locked upright, others were overheated. Some even started like flashing lights and blaring alarms. That's like, because you can set everything. You can set the temperature of the mattress. Yeah. You can set alarms to wake up. You can increase and decrease the, you know, the backrest of.
That's hilarious. Just, yeah. You won't wake up in the V, the feet come up, the head comes up. What the heck?
Yeah. So basically when the AWS went down, the mattresses lost connection and people
just went bonkers.
They lost sleep. So, finally, there's a new term floating around in the dating world. Ooh. It's called throning. And it's basically when somebody dates a person not for love.
I'm not sure we're allowed to make any of these jokes.
But more for out of status. So you're basically choosing a partner who can boost your image, right? So the term of throners, or the goal of throners, is to land a partner with clout so their own image gets a boost by association.
That's not at all. The name makes sense when you describe it. Yes. That's not at all how I would have thought it was going to go.
You can tell me afterward what you were thinking.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure it's not safe.
I'll have to check with HR before we can have that conversation.
Okay. Of course, social media has made this a whole lot worse. And so be careful out there if you're dating.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news.
Hell of a news segment.
Thank you.
We had the chance to check in with Steve Eiserman. We'll have that conversation next, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather here with some really big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they're going to give you a better deal. So if you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plan with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-to-verizon/.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Five-game win streak over. Wings lost last night against the Buffalo Sabres. Ken Cal on the call. I looked down at the ticket text. The first one I see, man, Cookies better hope he doesn't run into Iserman in a dark alley. I don't think he...
What?
I don't think he was offended.
Are you not...
He said he understood the criticism.
Yes, and so when we don't ask questions like that, people say, oh, that was you guys
suck
carry
ups.
The... Yeah, can I not ask the tough question? I mean, come on.
I really felt like we juggled as best I think as you can there. Obviously, if we can get the guy on more often, and I hope to, we can dissect it a little more.
Right, and that's why I asked the question of Marsh. I know it's a long ways away, but if we don't get a chance to talk to him until the end of the season or until next year.
Look, it's a forecasting question. Doug and Gator asked Langdon about the deadline, and his response was, guys, it's October. But that's
right.
We use it as a starting point to a conversation we know is going to become a bigger conversation later.
Yeah, we didn't ask him what his targets were at the trade deadline.
So, Steve, I'm looking at the Islanders, not for
fire
the other
south.
Night.
Yeah. But he actually did say that's where they want to get to, is so that they're a playoff team year in, year out, and that you're actually at the trade deadline adding assets and trading future assets. He said those words. So that's... what's what we all want to see.
And that's when he will define the rebuild is over. Not only, you know, once they're consistently in the playoffs, but when they're making those types of moves. And the other thing that he slipped in at the end is fans will be rewarded for their patience.
Yeah, well.
It wasn't a maybe they will be. They will be rewarded for their patience. He believes he's doing this right.
It hurts.
Jury's still out, man. I know. It does hurt. Hey, look. Tom Izzo spoke the other day, and we have some audio that I think we should play for people here. Because, John, you were at like a speaking event yesterday, and people were asking you all about this stuff.
Oh, this was a hot topic. It was, you know, I was at an event last night. It was a Michigan State pep rally, basically, because the game coming up. And you know, I always open up to questions. And one of the first questions that led to more and more questions was, hey, did you hear what Coach Izzo said? And I said, yes, and I am lockstep with Coach Izzo. I want more coaches to be able to stand up and say what he said, and we've got the audio. So, Greg, let's go with one in regards to the NCAA decision and whether they even knew anything about it. Yeah, see if they want to come back. Got any eligibility left?
What he's talking about is what's taking place here. You have players who have been in the G League now committing to play college basketball. Louisville, most specifically, Lendon Johnson spent 3 seasons in the G League and is now going to attend Louisville next season.
Yeah, I mean, so are they classifying that as the same as a college prep high school?
But it's not.
Yeah, no, it's like, not.
I know.
It's professional athletes that are going back to play college basketball. And so if you open the door, and I know that they're probably going to dance around, well, maybe they weren't paid a certain amount or they didn't sign these types of contracts. I don't care. As soon as professional athletes are allowed to go back and play at the collegiate level, the door is now open for any sport, any individual to say, you know what? My rookie season was really bad. I'm not ready to play at this level. I think I'll go back because I've got, I left. How many times did we talk about the NFL draft where guys leave and we're like, what are you doing? And the guys that leave early go undrafted, but they pick up with a team because they're an undrafted free agent. They sign with a team. They spend training camp with them. They get cut. Are they now allowed to go back to college football?
Yeah, and I don't think so, but this well, now
I didn't
makes
think
me
this was possible
I know,
either.
Like if I'm Quinn Ewers, yeah, you know what? I think I made the wrong call. I think there's a bunch of college football teams that make me their starter and pay me millions of dollars with NIL. Like that's going to be the issue here. Like Bill Self was another coach that sounded off, and a lot of college coaches have issue with this, and I get it. I agree with them. Bill Self said, "My personal opinion is I have no idea what we're doing. We're going to call G League teams to find out who's available."
Like, when Bill Self, I'm sorry, when Bill Self has a problem with it, you're done effed up.
Yeah.
Well said. I mean, he pointed out, he's like, why wouldn't everybody declare and then leave and go and try to make, and if it doesn't work, then you just come back.
Right.
Because it used to be, well, if you made money, you were ineligible. Well, all these guys are making money now with name, image, and likeness. So it's blurred the lines.
Right. And so, okay, a pro says, it's not working out at this level for me, at least not yet. I would like to go back and get my degree and play football or basketball or hockey or whatever sport it is. And at the same time, I'm getting my degree. And then I'll maybe give the professional things thing another try. Like, you do have college athletes now. And I know there's certain classifications for everything. But they are being paid by the school. They are earning name, image, and likeness money as well. What is I think maybe we just got to find what defines a professional athlete.
Yeah.
If you're paid to play the sport, are you a pro?
I think if you declare for the pros, I think if you enter the professional league, the NBA or the G League, which is part of the NBA.
Okay, that's the
you
professional
are no
league.
Longer eligible to play collegiate athletics.
I agree with you. And I 100% love the fact that Coach Izzo took this stance and was able to voice, we need more coaches like Coach Izzo to come out and say it. I know it was maybe his voice carries more weight because he's been around the longest and he's been the successful, but we need more coaches to take this stand. We need somebody in the NCAA to grow a pair and take a stand themselves. They've lost so many lawsuits, they just don't want to lose another one. But what do we define?
Set your boundaries, because this feels like we have no boundaries. That the dam has broke on college sports.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm no legal expert and I didn't even sleep at a Holiday Inn last night. So I got no leg to stand on in regards to this. But I got to imagine in the very near future, someone is going to say, well, if you can come back from the G League, why can't I come back from the NBA, from the NFL, from Major League Baseball?
What if you play professional European sports? Hockey and basketball. You're a pro over there, but you want to come play college here. Like, it just, there's this Pandora's box here.
Sure.
And okay.
I mean, Michigan's punter was a professional rugby player.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so because it's not the same sport.
Yeah.
Again, you're blurring the lines.
That's a good way to put it.
And so all of a sudden, you have all these blurred lines. Someone is going to test the waters.
On the bright side, Ticket Texter says Chris Webber can come back and right some wrongs.
Yeah,
let's get a quick call in. Andy in Oxford, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. You just mentioned Pandora's box. I'm kind of wondering with these guys being able to come back from the G League, if players that are on the fringe, or let's say on a basketball team, and they're getting bumped, are they going to now sue the NCAA because they are denying them a spot? I mean, I'm just throwing that out to see that could possibly happen.
Well, Andy, I think Izzo touched on it. He said this is going to hurt incoming freshmen. I mean, those are the guys that would be taking those spots ordinarily, the guys that weren't previously in the college game.
If you're a college coach, wouldn't you rather have a 22-year-old versus an incoming 18-year-old?
Especially with the year-to-year that is college basketball. My roster's going to – I don't know if I'm going to get to develop the 18-year-old to begin with.
Right, it's only going to be for a year, and then he's going to go to the – NBA, or he's going to transfer somewhere else.
Yeah, it is a mess. Blurred lines is a good way to put it, John. Look, we got the Thursday touchdown coming up next. It's a good way to get into the rivalry week and more. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.